people who live in villages or people who are not very mentally strong, they hear stories about ghosts and they believe in such things, such superstitions. Yes, it's possible. Now, there was one devotee, Prabhupada disciple. He wrote to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, suddenly I'm feeling very lusty. I think a lusty ghost has possessed me."
Prabhupada said, "It is not your ghost, it is simply your conditioning, the standard conditioning."
So what happens is, quite often there is the human tendency to try to push the blame from oneself to someone else. So why did you get angry? Hey, a ghost possessed me. It becomes a very convenient explanation for everything. So Prabhupada did not support this such simple-mindedness or rationalization. So within our tradition, we accept the reality of ghosts. But it is not that we are jumping about, hey, this is a ghost over here, this is a ghost over here. It's not like that. See, the Vedic worldview has a lot of things beyond what is visible to us from our physical reality, with our senses or with our senses extended through science and technology. But there is much within the subtle realm which exists, but that is not the primary interest or fascination for serious spirituals. So we accept that these things exist, but we don't obsess over those things. So as devotees, we focus on the serious practice of bhakti, and by that, whatever problems they are normal problems of material existence or paranormal problems of material existence. Normal problems means other people come and trouble us, and paranormal problems means ghosts come and trouble us. Whatever it is, normal and paranormal problems, all can be transcended by the practice of bhakti. And as far as weak-minded people, yes, sometimes, as I said, people who are tamasic, they are more susceptible to being possessed by ghosts. And there are different people who have different kinds of fascinations. Some people may just be fascinated with ghosts. Like some people like to watch horror movies. Now, they know that they will get horrified, but they like that. So like there, some people like to discuss about ghosts. But the thing is, when people talk about ghosts, it is they also attract ghosts in their area. So as sadhakas, we don't talk much about ghosts and we don't obsess over them. So it's not that the whole subject of ghosts is just a matter of superstitious belief. It is likely, it does happen, that superstitious people may very uncritically believe ghost stories. And that is, but that doesn't mean that everything about ghosts and the very notion of ghosts itself is a superstition. No, that's not true.